This is the Gospel Music Buffet with Frank and Terry Crabtree being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And now it's time to play the official opening to the show.
I'm ready.
Here's Andy Griffin.
Turn your radio on.
Come and listen in to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
Holy share. Turn your lights down low.
Oh, yes, turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master radio.
Get
in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on. Everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you listen in, you'll be a believer, leaning on the truth that'll never fall. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
The official opening to the show, and everybody is welcome now to the Gospel Music Buffet, again being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. We already have several.
We do.
Want me to give some shout-outs? Sure, absolutely.
We've got Bobby and Diana Lyons listening, and also our very favorite veteran, that would be Herschel Whitaker.
Brother Herschel Whitaker.
Hey,
oh, my.
And they're over in Somerset, Kentucky. And we have Kathy Parker listening over in Brighton, Tennessee. Hey, Kathy. And Waylon and Willie.
Waylon and Willie.
Willie and Waylon. You know. Meow, meow, meow.
There you go.
Anyway.
I thought you know what it sounded like. It sounded like you said Willin and Whaley over here.
No, I didn't say that.
I know.
Said Willie and Whaley.
That's my geezer ears.
Yeah, so, I know. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
But anyway, we also have Rebecca Kamerling listening over in Moundsville, West Virginia.
Hey, Becky. Welcome.
Hey, Becky. Yeah. Grace Gardella in Moundsville, West Virginia.
Welcome,
hey, Grace. And Judy Merritt in Somerset, Kentucky.
God bless
Great
all of you. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For tuning in tonight. Yeah. Well, speaking of Brother Herschel Whitaker, you know what?
What?
I may just have a Chuck Wagon
do you think?
Gang song
I bet
for
you
him.
Do.
Yeah, here's right? the name of it.
And there is sunshine in my soul.
There is sunshine in my soul today, more glorious and bright than those in any earthly sky.
Happy moments roll
when Jesus shows his smile. listening can hear the songs I cannot sing. Oh, the sunshine in my soul, blessed sunshine in my soul, while the peaceful, happy moments have.
Introduction or a back announce?
You don't think so?
On that song, no. Everybody,
I think everybody knows that.
Everybody would be the big E. Yes.
I mean, if when you're known by just an initial
E,
you know.
That's enough. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
But that was Elvis, of course, and I love his rendition of How Great Thou Art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you got any more shout-outs
to do?
Yes,
I do.
Okay.
I've got a Janie Crow is listening.
Oh, Janie.
In Somerset. She's been fighting the COVID.
Yes,
and
she
her
has.
Precious husband's in the hospital with it, y'all. Keep,
and I want to
keep
thank,
them both
keep
in
praying
there.
For both of them.
Please
I want to thank
do.
You guys for your prayers for both
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks for listening, Janie, and worshiping with us. And
absolutely.
We have Claude Davis
you.
From Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey, Brother Claude.
Over there listening.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And here are the inspirations.
Never sell alone.
sail alone, though I am headed home. This vessel's not my own. The captain has stepped on board. Thunder and crashing waves can sink what mercy made. This ship was built to praise Jesus, my Lord. No, I'll never sail alone on stormy seas. I have the mighty hand of God leading me. He'll pilot me safely through waters unknown. I will not fear because I don't sail alone.
I have God's promise here. The day is drawing near when I'll reach heaven's pier and I'll sail these seas no more. But till I'm anchored safe where heaven's harbor waits, though this boat rocks and shakes, my fate's in the Lord. No,
I'll never sail alone on stormy seas. I have the mighty hand of God leading me. He'll pilot me safely through waters unknown. I will not fear because I don't sail alone.
No,
I'll not sail alone on this stormy sea. Yes, his hand is leading,
always leading me.
He'll pilot me safely through waters unknown. I will not fear because I don't sail alone. Pilot me safely through waters unknown. I will not fear,
no,
I will not fear,
no,
I will not fear because I don't sail alone. Sail alone.
That'll be a happy morning over the sea when the cares of life shall pass away.
Shall pass away forever.
Music there will welcome all the ransomed and free.
Ring the bells of heaven on that day.
Hallelujah.
Oh, when they ring the bells of heaven, ring the bells of glory.
We're redeemed or gathered home for it.
Oh, the hallelujah morning.
Everybody.
Unfriendly land,
glory land is waiting over the way. The sun is always shining. That'll be
a glad homecoming. Won't it be grand?
Ring the bells of heaven on that day.
Hallelujah.
Oh, when they ring the bells of heaven,
heaven
ring the bells of glory.
When
we leave our gathered home for it.
On the hallelujah morning,
everybody singing.
That's Howard and Vestal Goodman, the Goodmans, and When They Ring the Bells of Heaven. That's one we haven't played before. It's an old song, but it's one I purchased during the week, during our off days.
I really like days. It. It's crazy how much it sounded like the other song. Huh?
It did. Well, they're in the same key.
Yeah.
I'll Never Sail Alone, and then When They Ring the Bells
the same
of Heaven.
Same beat and everything.
Yeah, I didn't figure that mix out myself. I think the good Lord kind of laid that one out for
I
me
wonder
the other
if it
day.
Was the same writer. Songwriter. Could have been. You
but
never know.
They blessed my heart, both of them.
It was
and
wonderful.
I'm so glad to get them in there, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, guess who's listening over in Boyd, Texas?
Would that be Suzanne and Roddy
it
Boston?
Would. It
oh,
would.
My
hey,
goodness.
Y'all.
Yeah,
y'all
welcome,
doing?
Guys. And they said the animals are pairing up.
Yeah.
So that sounds like they're
like
getting
the
a whole lot of rain down here.
Oh,
right?
I thought it was the ark.
That, well, that's probably why they're pairing up. They're getting ready to load on the ark, Terry.
Oh! Did you see that cute cartoon with the you see the ark in the background, you know, and you see the big old fat lion.
He says, I saw that.
He says, I can't say much for the cruise, but he said the buffet
was sure
really
good.
Great.
Oh, you never know, folks. Legacy 5.
Oh, what a happy time that's sure to be when Jesus is coming after me. I'll hear him calling me away from this old world forever to stay. And when I take my Savior's hand in that blessed promised land, I'm gonna shout and sing through the endless ages. What a happy day.
Oh, what a happy day.
What a happy day that will be when we gather there.
Oh, what a happy day.
What a happy day when we climb those golden stairs. We'll see our loved ones gone before, James and John and a million more. Oh, what a happy time that's sure to be. Oh, what a happy day.
And when I walk into heaven fair, see my blessed Jesus there. He'll place a crown upon my head, give me a robe of white to wear. Gonna walk on streets of purest gold, I'll live forever and never grow old. I'll shout and sing through the endless ages, what a happy day. Oh, what a happy day.
What a happy day that will be when we gather there.
Oh, what a happy day.
What a happy day when we climb those golden stairs. We'll see our loved ones gone before, James and John and a million more. Oh, what a happy time that's sure to be. Oh, what a happy day.
Everybody will be happy.
Love story, tell love story on high. There with my dear Redeemer, there no more to die. Oh yes, I'll live in glory,
glory by
and by. When we all get to heaven,
what a day!
What rejoicing that will be
when we all
see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise.
I'll have a new body,
praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah,
glory,
when we meet our blessed Savior. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Brother, there's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you a warning. We'll have a wonderful time up there.
Oh, what a happy day!
What a happy day that will be when we gather there.
Oh, what a happy day!
What a happy day when we climb those golden stairs. We'll see our loved ones gone before, James and John and a million more. When my Jesus we shall see, what a happy time that's sure to be. Oh, what a happy day.
Long life. God is watching over all, and He hears each time we pray. So lift your voice in happy song. Love will roll the clouds away.
Enjoy the Kingsmen. Amen.
Amen to that.
Love will roll the clouds away.
And guess what?
What?
Judy Merritt shared thank our you. Broadcast on her Facebook page.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Judy.
God bless
you're so
you.
Sweet.
Here's Brother Claude Davis.
And Holy Ground.
Take me to the River Jordan, so very far away. I want to walk in the garden where Jesus prayed. I want to follow in His footsteps along the shores of Galilee. I want to be there on that hillside where He died for me.
Can't you feel
the angels all around?
Can't you hear that
heavenly sound? If you're standing, you should be bowing down. You're standing on holy ground. What would you give if you could have been there when the angels roll that rock away, and seen the everlasting radiance of a light much brighter than the sun upon His face? Oh, would you follow in his footsteps. Along the shores of Galilee, oh, would you be there? On that hillside where he died for you and me.
Can't you feel
the angels all around?
Can't you hear
that heavenly sound? If you're standing, you should be bowing down. You're standing on holy ground.
Can't you feel
the angels all around?
Can't you hear
that heavenly sound? If you're still standing, you should be bowing down. You're standing on holy ground. Yes, you're standing on holy ground.
Well, Brother Claude Davis, listening tonight from Nashville, Tennessee, and that's his
wouldn't that pretty?
Song, beautiful song.
Claude,
yeah.
You did so well with
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
What a beautiful song.
Here are the Gatlin Brothers.
And Alleluia.
May all our hallelujahs, when spoken and heard, be heartfelt thanks to Thee, dear Lord, and not just lovely words. And may each passing moment till the ending of our days be filled to overflowing with our never-ending praise. Alleluia.
Complaint is I'd like another 2 or 3 minutes of that.
I know. That
is
was
a perfect
beautiful.
Harmony. So beautiful.
And, you know, when brothers yeah. or sisters harmonize, I mean, it's just nothing like
oh, absolutely.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just unbelievable.
Beautiful.
And so tickled to see that they're pursuing a ministry now in gospel music. They have over the years anyways.
Yes.
But really, you know, really a lot lately. And I'd like to remind everybody this is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And the last Gospel Music Buffet we did, Roddy Boston requested a song by the Imperials.
And you bought it.
I went out and had
that's
a
purchase. Right.
I had to
well,
purchase
you have
it.
To.
I didn't have it.
Well, I know, but you have to do that, especially if Roddy asked for it.
Absolutely. And you know what?
Because we love them.
We do, but he picked out a phenomenal song. And God bless you, Roddy, for suggesting this. Here are the Imperials.
And praise the Lord.
That shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme. And you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears. Don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Seem to bind you. And he wants to make us think that we are paupers, when he knows himself we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
The Imperials and Praise the Lord.
And guess what?
What?
Diana and Bobby Lyons and Herschel Whitaker, they're going to go see the Gaither Vocal Band.
I saw that.
And they're going to Nashville to see them November, I think November the 5th or something.
Oh, my goodness. That is absolutely
lucky,
wonderful.
Lucky, lucky.
Speaking of the Gaither Vocal Band,
I'll worship only at the feet of Jesus.
The shrine of plenty, but found its storerooms all filled with dust. I bowed at altars of gold and silver.
And when blue light
the gods of earth fail and betray me, you alone are truth and life. So
I'll worship only at the feet of Jesus, his cup alone, my holy grail.
There'll be no
other gods before him, just
Gaither Vocal Band, I'll worship only at the feet of Jesus. Here's Greater Vision.
I could never praise him enough.
I could never praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I can never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I can never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything he's done, I can never praise him enough.
For many years I've served the Lord the best that I know how, giving unto him my time and telling of his power. But if I were to spend unending hours on my knees praising him for everything he's ever done for me, I could never praise him enough
for the cross of Calvary. I could never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I could never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything he's done, I could never praise him enough.
Never tell just what our Lord has done. As if he hadn't done enough, he sent his only son to hang upon a rugged cross and bear the load of sin. That explains why I can't express the love I have for him.
I could never praise him enough for the cross of Calvary. I could never thank him enough for salvation full and free. I could never do anything to deserve such perfect love. Oh, for everything he's done, I could never praise him enough.
So
praise him enough.
provision. And I could never praise him enough. This is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Here's Gold City.
It's still the cross.
Conservative or liberal, however they're defined. It's not about interpretation or the judgment of the mind. It's the opposite of politics, power or prestige. It's about a simple message and whether we believe. It's still the cross,
it's still the blood of Calvary
that cleanses sin
and sets the captive free. It's still the
down theology and preach a word to suit our needs. We can justify sweet subtle lies that are wrapped in noble deeds. We can alter our convictions to adapt to social whims, but we cannot change the gospel or the truth contained within. It's still the cross.
It's still the blood of Calvary
that cleanses sin
and sets the captive free. It's still the name.
Somebody touch me.
Many years he walked in darkness as he groped along the streets with his hands stretched out for pennies or just one bite to eat. It's the story of met Jesus on his way. When the master's touch, the man looked up as the scoffers heard him say,
somebody touched me, somebody touched me, I was blind, but praise his
told you I really wasn't going to say anything because there's been a lot of talk tonight, and it's all been great. And I said, well, no. And the devil tried to tell me, he said, you just get up there and sing. But I want to tell you something. I remember the day Jesus touched me. And I remember he changed my life completely. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, down on my knees in the backyard. The neighbors thought I had went slap crazy. Because I began to shout in the Lord and what he is doing in my life. And I thank God for that this evening. I know without a doubt that Jesus has touched me. One day he touched that crippled man. He made him walk again. Now the master, he saw with pleasure that he had labored not in vain. But the story of that crippled man, who was bound by sin.
Yes, indeed. The cathedral. And somebody touched me. Every time I hear that song, it takes me back to where my friend Chloe Hargis passed away here a few years ago.
Yeah.
And when her daughters were listening to the gospel show one Sunday, that's when I was doing it by myself. She was in the hospital at that time and had just had both legs amputated. And I was able to send that song out to her via recording because I recorded the show, and then her daughter took the link into her and they played it for her. But that's probably one of her favorite cathedral songs.
What a blessing.
Yeah, somebody touched me. And every time I hear it now, it makes me think of my precious friend, Chloe Hargis. I've lost two from the radio station. Well, Claude Davis says, they're not lost if you know where they are, but that's just a figure of speech. Yeah, I know where they are. They're up in heaven. But we've said goodbye to Brian Jasper. We'll say hello again.
Mm-hmm.
And we said goodbye to Chloe Hargis, both of them from the old Lake 102 in Somerset. So here are the Hensons.
The touch of the master's strong hand.
Now I'm not a rich man with diamonds to bring, and I'm not one for saying I can do anything, 'cause I'm nothing, nothing but no one. I'm one more grain of sand. Oh, except I've been touched by the master's strong hand.
Oh, I feel the touch of the master's strong hand. It's leading me on through this wearisome. Would fall
have searched for every answer, but you can't comprehend if those old everyday burdens seem to fall without heed. When in life's room full of empty, you're helpless to stand. Oh, just wait for the touch of my master's strong hand.
Oh, I feel the touch of the master's strong hand. It's leading me on through this wearisome land. Footsteps would falter to wind the gulf to span, except for the touch of the master's strong hand.
Yes, I feel the touch of the master's strong hand.
One of my all-time favorite Southern gospel groups, the Hensons and the Touch of the Master's Strong Hand. And we've had quite a few friends and family that has felt the touch of the Master's Strong Hand. We've got in our family, we've got, and they are in our family, Ben and Janie Crow.
Yes.
We've been praying for. Janie is doing much better.
Yes.
Ben is weak right now, but he still is feeling that touch of the Master's Strong Hand every day. He's getting stronger. I had an opportunity to talk to him earlier today, and it's so good when I, and you know, both of us are getting hard of hearing, so it's almost the old man comedy routine when we're talking to each other. yeah, you know, and but I love him like a brother. I don't look at him like a friend. He's like a brother to me. I was the best man at his wedding, and I've just known him for years, and he's always been just probably one of my dearest friends and has remained a friend to me through good times and bad times. So when I found out he had COVID, and he had double pneumonia, so that's pretty serious, because we know Frank Jr. has just been through that. And Frank Jr. has felt the touch of the Master's strong hand.
Yeah, and his oxygen was 100% yesterday.
That's what it was yesterday.
Yeah,
it was.
That's very
so
good.
So it's like we've got so much to praise God about tonight. And then on top of that, we're saving the best for last.
Oh, and I spoke with her yesterday, Margie Gray Perkins.
Yes.
Margie, I'm telling you, she has been through...
Talk about the baptism of fire.
I was just about
goodness.
To say that. Yeah. She has been through it for the last, I guess, about 7 or 8 years.
Yes.
And it's been so hard. Because she had had a surgery, and it caused her vocal cords to, deaden them or something. And she was unable to speak. So she's
and breathing problems,
yes.
too.
So she couldn't breathe. She barely, you know, especially like certain times if it's really humid or something, she would have to stay in the house because it was very hard for her. And also...
couldn't even cry.
That's exactly right. She couldn't cry because that would make her not unable to breathe, you know.
Oh, my.
But yesterday she called me and she sang to me. It was, just a quiet little song.
Yes.
But I was just blown away. I was so happy to hear her. And she went and had another little surgery done last week. And she's improving every day. So she said, the doctor said, "Wow, I didn't know you had a Southern accent." So I thought that was really cute. But we had like a marathon conversation yesterday.
Sure
I don't know how long we talked, but bless her heart, she had to put up with me and not to put up. No, I'm kidding.
But I will tell you this, you know, I have raised her name before the throne of God every night since I've known Margie, known these problems, you know. And people say, well, why do you do that every night? If you tell God once, God's got a better memory than you, and it's going to be his will, you know. Well, we're supposed to. We're supposed to ask for that healing.
Yeah.
And one of my nurses pointed it out to me so well, and she's the wife of a minister.
Uh-huh.
And from Angie the nurse from Lifeline.
Yeah.
When I just got home from COVID. And we were talking about that. And so she didn't have an answer right away, but she called me up. She said, Frank, I'm heading down the road, and I've got an answer. She said, do you remember when Jesus was healing the blind man?
Mm-hmm.
And he reached down and took spittle and mixed his fingers in that, mm-hmm. and put it on the blind man's eyes.
Uh-huh.
She said, he didn't have to do that. And then he prayed to the Father.
Yeah.
She said, that's the example.
Yeah.
I said, amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
I
want to give a shout out
yes.
to Judy Fothergill
yes.
from Somerset, Kentucky. Hey, Judy.
Hey,
so
Judy.
Glad to have you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for
worshiping with us.
Jeff and Sherry Easter.
Praise his name.
Amen.
Mountain seems so tall, and you realize that life's not always fair. You can run away and hide, let the old man decide, or you can change your circumstances with a prayer. Praise his name when you have a broken heart. Raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and you'll take the pain away. Your hands and say, greater is he that is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise his name. Thank you.
That's Jeff and Sherry Easter, and Praise His Name. This is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Here's Evie.
You have everything in your hands, and Jesus, I love you. You have everything in your hands. You have everything under control.
Voice for 4'11".
Oh, she's a doll.
Oh, I know Evie. She is. One of my all-time favorites.
Yes.
And I mean, she walks the walk.
Yes. You know, and guess really who does. We have listening over in Clinton, Mississippi?
Would that be Stephanie Preston?
It would be the beautiful
How
Stephanie
did I
Preston?
Know that? Because I saw it pop up on Facebook.
Great to have you with us, Stephanie.
Yeah,
thank
Stephanie.
You.
Here's a new one for our library, but it's not a new song. It's the Goodman Revival.
Until You've Known the Love.
If you could own all the world and its money, build castles tall enough to reach the sky above. If you could know everything there was to know about life's game, until you've known nothing, until you've known God and His love. Until you've known the loving hand that reaches down to a fallen man and lifts him up from out of sin where he has tried. Until you've known just how it feels to know that God is really real, then you've known nothing until you know the love of God.
If in your lifetime meet everybody, and you could call every name from here to yon, but if you've not come face to face with Jesus and His saving grace, then you until you've known God and His love. Until you've known the loving hand that reaches down to a fallen man and lifts him up from out of sin where he has trod.
Goodman Revival, and Until You've Known the Love. This is the Gospel Music Buffet, and it's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. As we're coming towards the end of the show, I would like to just pause for a second and pray. I would like very much if you would pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, we need your healing hand on so many tonight, Father. So many locked in the battle with COVID. So many on my prayer list with COVID. Father, we thank you for touching our friends and our family with a healing hand. Lord, many on my prayer list with other problems, cancer, heart problems, and so much more. And tonight, Lord, we have many who are grieving for friends and grieving for family who have moved on to their heavenly home. Oh, Father, please bring them comfort. And Lord, I'm asking you tonight to please give strength and give healing to those hurting physically or emotionally. Let them feel your presence, Father. Surround them with your love. Pull them close to you. Lord, we thank you so much for this time of worship. We thank you for this time of fellowship together with all these wonderful gospel songs. We thank you for the technology and for giving us the ability to use the technology, Lord. Please bless each one who listened tonight. And Father, please bless those who will listen to future recorded broadcasts of this show. Lead, guide, and direct us each day, in every way, in all that we do. I ask these things in Jesus' holy, precious name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
So Neelands, and I'll talk to the Father, and that brings us towards, to the end of the program of this special edition of the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight and worshiping with us, and just say a big God bless you to each one. I'm going to go out tonight with a special song by Kathy Tricoli, but it's Psalm 23, and I just feel like there's somebody out there that might need this tonight.
Oh, definitely.
And it's powerful.
Thank you so much for worshiping with us.
Absolutely.
And ta-ta.
God bless you all. Good night.
I called and the Lord heard me. He is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
Shall not want any more. You
In fields of green, I will sleep. Lead me beside the still waters, gently restoring my soul.
Through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff.